Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover a post on the Men's Rights Reddit called "Do Y'all Feel Like Your Life Would Be Better If You Were a Woman?" But before reading the comments on that thread, I decided to go through the pros and cons of being born with a cooch. We often hear that women live life on easy mode, but just how true is that? I'll start off with the negatives first, and then move on to the positives. The first negative one is that women have way less testosterone. So if you're born a woman, you wouldn't be able to work and concentrate as much as a man can on something and have as much stamina or endurance. Another bad thing is the constant need to dump your negative emotions onto someone else as a woman, and also needing that emotional tampon support. While you're young and somewhat attractive, finding men to friendzone to offer up such services is rather easy. But as you get older, it gets more difficult, especially once a woman gets into her 50s and 60s. And then men start to croak, or they're already attached to another woman that's sucking them dry like their wife. Plus, most men, once they get into their 40s, that are single are either negative towards women in general and know the game, or they're broken by their ex-wives. So after 40, the chances of a guy marrying are less than 10%. Not because he doesn't want to marry, but because he's lost a lot of his interest in women in general. Losing that interest means he's not as likely to put himself in some woman's orbit or even friend zone. That takes down her attention levels. Old women oftentimes fear being cut off from all men the way that young men fear being cut off from all women. Living with that fear or loneliness as a woman your entire life would be absolutely awful. At least a man gets the benefits of finding peace and solitude as he gets older. Women have to deal with that loneliness. I couldn't imagine constantly feeling like if there wasn't anyone around to talk to, it would be the equivalent of being in the wilderness alone with no one to protect me, and therefore all the predators would see me as prey. Another negative of being a woman is that your value is oftentimes front-end loaded with youth, beauty, and fertility, but wisdom is not. More often than not, when you hear the phrase youth is wasted on the young, it's usually a woman saying it. By the time they figure out that game, it's over. But at least with men, if you're still a loser in your early to mid-30s, you can still pick yourself up by your bootstraps. And according to women, a man's sexual marketplace value is highest in his mid to late 30s. For women, it's their early 20s. Maturity also appears to be front-end loaded, as many women reach mental maturity faster, and recent studies have shown that women have brains that appear 3 years younger than men's. Our brains are probably structurally older because we end up wearing them out figuring everything out for women. Plus, they have the added benefit of outsmarting their husbands in old age. I don't know about you, but I noticed that men seem to face cognitive decline a lot faster in relationships than women do, especially when it comes to social activities. But that's more of a positive, and I'll get into that later. Another negative is that it's harder for them to find a partner they're actually attracted to. Imagine you're a man and 90% of the women out there are land whales that are totally invisible to you. The few women that you entertain being with are either in relationships or you only see them on social media, and they wouldn't give you the time of day for more than a quick bang, and certainly not their commitments. I'll discuss more negatives and positives about being born with a puss in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen.
He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below.
Anyways, now back to Would You Rather Be Born a Man or a Woman Clown World Show. Another negative is how most women are ruled by social emotions instead of reason and logic. As a woman, you're also less likely to be born with high intelligence or even lower intelligence, meaning you're just average IQ and you're stuck somewhere in the middle of the bell curve. At first, this sounds good, that your chances of being born a complete idiot are super low. In case you haven't noticed, this isn't a good thing anymore, because it's the middle classes that are actually disappearing thanks to AI. At least men that aren't too bright can still hammer some nails on a roof and get paid a decent salary doing manual labor. Women today are compelled by social conventions to pursue higher education as well, not just because they have a better chance of getting a cushy air-conditioned office job, but also because if they don't have a degree, other women will look down upon them and they won't actually have as much social currency. Once upon a time, getting a university degree was actually a tough thing, and it was for the elite students. With so many women going into higher education these days, it's definitely easier to get in and pass. With most women's IQs just being average, their chances of becoming an autistic unicorn or a blonde bimbo would actually be slim to none. With education, women are also more likely to get into debt to pay for it than men are. Another negative is women living longer in retirement residences being abused by their caregivers because they verbally attack them first. It's horrible for them to be lonely and ignored in their last years. But then again, it's also horrible for many teenage and 20-something-year-old guys to be ignored by women entirely. Another bad thing is that they know they get more from a relationship than a man does. They are a con man or con woman with a cooch, hiding their true nature to manipulate men and tug on our heartstrings and nutstrings to get what they want. It's hard knowing that men are the ones that built civilization, and that they have a hard time accepting this, so they always seem to be reminding us that they're strong and independent. Someone that has those qualities doesn't have to tell everyone else about them all the time. Other people see them for their strengths and understand them. Another thing that would make life difficult as a woman is the lack of individuality. Always looking to what others are doing before taking a risk in life, i.e. the female collective. Unable to speculate and invest in new technologies and accept new ideas until they're socially accepted by everyone. And by then it's too late to make the majority of the major profits. It would also suck being a woman because you would actually have a hard, if not impossible, time innovating. Another bad thing is their desire for hedonism and having as much sex as possible in their late teens and early 20s, at their most fertile point. But at the same time, they lose value the more they act out on their pleasure-seeking impulses. They can't win either way. Depriving themselves of pleasure is painful, but so is the pain they receive from indulging in having pleasure. It's kind of a paradox. As for the positives, one major one about being a woman is that your chances of having an existential crisis would be a lot lower than a man. Because men get their self-worth from doing and women get theirs from simply being. People are also more likely to take a woman's word over a man's, and they're also way more likely to win arguments for no other reason than the fact that they're a woman. It would be awesome just watching Sims take my side out of pure instinct. I also wouldn't have to win arguments with my brain, but simply because I had boobs. Another positive to being a woman is that you have a much stronger immune system. Men always complain that they get sick and it's worse for us having a man cold. I remember one time complaining about being sick for 4 weeks, and the women I told, including my girlfriend, started laughing at me for having a man cold. I bet you anything women would lose their minds suffering like that. Women complain when the temperature in an office is 2 degrees colder than it supposedly should be. As for the Reddit post, one guy says that women don't receive as many punishments as men do, and that if a man and woman are about to die, people would often save the woman first. Another guy says that you can be a fat girl and still get attention, but if you're a fat man, no one will even look at you. Yet another guy says women get hired more for diversity. They keep the friends after the breakup or divorce, face less jail time, and aren't being forced to fight on the front lines in case of war. They also don't have to worry about their height as much when it comes to the opposite sex. And they, of course, would get many, if not most, of their meals covered at a restaurant by a man. I would also add that a negative to being a woman is wearing makeup. I put that stuff on for a couple of video shoots back in the day, and after an hour, my face felt like it was melting and burning off. I couldn't imagine wearing that stuff every day for years on end. You can only imagine the damage all those chemicals are doing to your face. And don't even get me started about having to deal with a period for 3 or 4 days every month with cramps, or getting PMS, and then pissing everyone off, including yourself. People always say the grass is greener on the other side. But as a relatively intelligent man looking at the life of a woman, I would say that the only thing greener on the other side is the gonorrhea and mental illness. Women also complain about the pain of giving birth, but most of them haven't had a kidney stone before, and it's mostly men that get those. And I had surgery to have a stone removed that had meant I was in excruciating pain for an entire week. Men are also more likely to get a pilonidal cyst, which I also had, and the operation removed it earlier this year, which went smoothly. But even with all of that, I still think I lucked out being born a man. But now I'm just rambling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women only like getting smashed by a man if he's a Chad. And those are in short supply these days. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mikta.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think it's better to be a woman so they get their twig and berries chopped off away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.